This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up till 2 here on the program. Happy Friday, everybody out there. It is good to not be in Indiana.
Welcome back.
Although I appreciate, thank you to bring in, you know, I will say Indiana, thank you for Kalel Ware. Thank you for that.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for that. I do love him. I love him. I cannot wait for this Heat season. I've completely been changed by Summer League. Summer League was a religious experience for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a changed man. I don't even want to make any trades anymore. I'm very happy. Yesterday, Josh Christopher got a 2-way deal.
Yeah.
Zion Poland, see you, dude. But you'll still be on. You'll be in Sioux Falls, dude. Don't worry about it. You know, you'll be right there with Coach Dan. They'll try and teach you the ways. But Josh Christopher, this man, he is Heat culture through and through. He gets a two way.
Can I ask you about the Heat, Tobin?
Maybe, no, of course.
Maybe you know something from the insight you have of constantly being there. Does Drew Smith have dirt on Pat Riley? You can be honest.
I just want to say something. I'm glad you brought up Drew Smith, and I just want to say to everybody who is saying things about Drew Smith, you guys are jerks.
Okay. Okay.
If the Miami Heat deem that Drew Smith is worthy of a 2-way deal,
yeah,
then shut the hell up. All right. If he's worthy, if they think he's worthy, how are we going to sit here and doubt this team that just put together the greatest summer we have ever seen?
Stop.
If they dub Drew Smith, all right, if they deem him worthy, is it just because of his hair? I don't understand. Like,
okay, we haven't seen him play. He fell off the court or something in Cleveland.
That wasn't his fault. That's Cleveland's fault.
Well, come on now. I'm seeing people put him MVP-like numbers in Vegas, and you want me to think this guy's worthy of a roster spot? What have you done for me lately?
Part of the problem is
he's a point guard.
Yep.
There's not a whole bunch of 2-point guards on their roster.
And everybody wants Isaiah Stevens, but Isaiah Stevens is locked in. They're not going to lose him, Marcos. He has a training camp contract. He's not going to go anywhere. So they don't have to give a 2-way to anybody else. So the only person you'd probably go is Alondis Williams.
Yes.
or Cole Swider.
Come on, those are two.
I don't know, but I don't know if Cole Swider wants another two way. I think Cole Swider is looking to get a real deal somewhere. So I don't know. We don't know if Cole Swider said he would take a two way. Maybe they would tell Drew Smith take a hike. You don't know what those guys necessarily want. This is the negotiation of it, Marcos. You know, Josh Christopher, he's happy because he was like, I want to be on the Heat. He gets a two-way deal. Zion Pullen, take a hike. But Drew Smith, everybody's bullying him. And I don't like it. You guys are bullying Drew Smith.
Bullying.
And I don't like, you're bullying him. You guys are bullying him. Confused. You're being social media bullies to Drew Smith. And I do not like it. All right. They already took his number away. Mm. They gave it to Pella Larson. Leave him alone.
It's the least he can do. That's the first assist he's had since he's put on a Heat uniform, given his number.
He's
sick of this, dude.
Now, does he build the third a brick house like a third little pig? Yes. I have not seen his offensive game flourish. That is fair.
I haven't seen it,
Marcos. But you want to know who may have? Eric Spoelstra. Should we not trust him? Does Eric Spoelstra not garner our trust?
See this guy. I'm looking up some stats here, and I'm not impressed.
You know, I know his stats aren't good. I don't need to know his stats.
Not good.
You don't have to do that. You're piling on. You're bullying Drew Smith, and I don't like it. I quite frankly don't care for it. He seems like a very nice individual who works his tail off, and he's injured. Coming back from a torn ACL. Maybe, hey, Marcos, you ever hear of taking care of your own?
Yeah, that worked for us in the past. Totally worked for the Miami Heat. I've had enough of taking care of my own, huh? How about we get the best talent available? Alonis Williams had the dunk of summer league. You mean to tell me
that means he should be starting?
That's more than Drew Smith has done for me.
He's really good. I think Alonis Williams is really good, too. But here's the thing. What does Alondis Williams do if he does not have the ball in his hand to go score 20? You know, he was most improved G League player. That dude's a bucket. We obviously know he basically looks like G League Terry Rozier. He's amazing. I love watching him play. He's really fun. Really fun.
Terry Rozier.
that's what it reminds me of. Yeah, like, I watch him, like, that guy's like Terry Rozier. But I mean, I tell you one of the dude's got hops.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't call him man for nothing. But hey, like, I don't understand. Why are you bullying Drew Smith?
I just think he's
very nice.
He has dirt on Pat Riley. I'm positive he does. He knows something. Look at him in this crazy hair. What is this guy? Is this a Jerry curl?
He looks like his hair now.
Maybe he took the route of Derek White. Got rid of that receding hairline.
It's not receding. He's got a ton of hair.
But I'm saying maybe he just took the ride of and just cut it down or cut it off.
He has a lot of hair. I mean, if you have the hair flourish, what's wrong with that, Marcos?
6'2". He's not even tall. Like, what are we doing? Come on. He has to show me something. You think Cam Smith has to show you something? This guy has to show me something. He's taking up spots.
He's taking up a two-way deal, dude. And they already have the two-way guys they need to have. Keyshawn and Josh Christopher. You're getting greedy.
You know we need to get rid of. We don't
take care.
Get rid of Patty Mills. Do we still have him? Please get rid of him.
He's not on the team anymore.
Thank God. Just him and Drew Smith can take a hike, dude.
That's a great head of hair.
Is that a Jerry curl? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
It's like Lionel Richie. I got Lionel Richie bringing the ball up court.
I don't like the bullying that goes on for Drew Smith. You guys are bad bastards.
Wow, what is wrong with you?
He does kind of have that Lionel Richie haircut.
Is it me you're looking for, looking boy? I just can't deal with him. I really just can't deal with that guy.
And put that picture back up. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Because I always am. I would probably not smile.
Oh, you what? And I don't want my point guard to be unhappy.
He has a better smile than a couple of people we've met.
Derek White.
Yeah.
That's because his... all right, how am I going to say this?
Derek White is an Olympian.
Is his other teeth going to catch up with his front teeth?
Jeez. Who are you talking about here? Derek White?
No.
Oh, see?
Drew?
Yeah, he got some big uppers. Look. I just, all I can see is
two teeth. It's because it's a far picture, but they look fine.
Far picture, big teeth. So what do you think? They're going to get smaller if we get closer?
You know what? As someone from the big community, minus one for sass, okay?
That's it, Leroy. She
minus one for sass.
I would like to understand your... So you think those teeth are going to get smaller if you get closer?
I don't like that over here.
No, they're going to look like jumbo jets.
You know what? You're a part of the social media bullying.
No, I'm not.
Don't worry about it. We'll never see them.
Yeah, you will. They like him, dude. They like him.
Yeah.
They like his defense, and he can play point guard.
Yeah. Someone has a secret that Drew Smith knows. Drew Smith walked in on some sort of investigation. Some sort of
like this, dude. I really don't appreciate this.
He walks in on some tampering. Eating a carrot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or some corn.
Dude.
He can mess some corn up.
Dude. Corn is good.
Too much?
Too much.
Yeah. You had to ask, didn't you?
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Wait. Nobody didn't. Nobody looked at that picture and go, wow.
No, I didn't.
No.
Maybe I just made you aware of a situation that you had overlooked.
There was no situation in that
picture. That's what we do. We're all friends. We make people, you know, like, look, hey, did you notice? Yeah, I did. Oh, now that you mention it, yes. Does have some bigger person.
Take Drew Smith off the media day list.
Wait. Let me say this. That didn't stop Kyle Lowry from coming over, and you played some of your best defense.
I did. I didn't know he was going to be there the second day. I didn't know. I genuinely
about the first time.
Well, that was just genius by me. I don't know. That was good. You didn't see that coming.
The old misdirect.
He got. He'd start talking about golf, and then next thing you know, gotta go. I'm like, whoa, I didn't even get a chance to mention how you trashed him.
Bum.
So why can't I do that with Drew?
Because you're going to mention his teeth.
Suffering fucker trash.
Okay, dude. Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're dead to me.
Got a little You're Dead to Me coming on up later on this hour. Ruben Hippolyte's going to join us, linebacker from Maryland. Local, went to high school in at MacArthur, Hollywood, Florida. Great kid. Met him at Big Ten Media Day this week, Leroy. And protege of one Ray Lewis.
Okay.
And says that Tua's brother's going to be in his wedding.
Oh,
really?
Nice. Very close. Very close. So all some right. Fun stories with him coming on up. Mm. Well, let's bury some people, all right?
Let's do it.
NBA.
Oh.
You're dead to me.
It's a good one.
You're dead to me.
Now, it's a little strong. I'm still going to watch you. But, like, seeing this whole thing that went down with losing TNT and losing inside the NBA, I just think that they do such a better job with sports
than everybody.
Yeah, to lose them, you got greedy. And I don't like it. I know they came back and matched, and this looks like it's going to go to some legalities. Charles Barkley came out with a really strong statement today, disappointed in the league for choosing money over the fans. And he's right. I mean, it's just objectively a better product. Now, maybe somebody will scoop
him up and somebody Charles lose a whole bunch of money, too.
You sure? Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. What is his comments going to look like?
I know. I'm sure Charles Barkley, that anybody who wants Charles Barkley will sign Charles Barkley. But I love that show. I love Shaq and Chuck ripping each other.
Yeah.
And Ernie and Kenny. I love that show. And it's just like the other show stinks so bad. The ESPN show so bad. Now, objectively, it'll get better because there's less JJ Redick. But that they'll screw it up anyway.
Wait, you talk about me hitting people with strays.
No, I'm just saying, you know, obviously.
This was on NBA and J.J. Redick got brought up.
I mean, he was a broadcaster on ESPN, and with, you know, addition by subtraction, he won't be there anymore. So obviously the broadcast will get better because there's no J.J. Redick because it's enough of J.J. Redick. But anyway, the point is not J.J. Redick. The point is, NBA, you're dead to me for making us lose your best show.
You're dead.
And your best broadcast. No Harlan. How am I supposed to have my NBA with no Harlan? On the plus side, we are getting NBC back. Mike Tirico, you know, he's a little bit stuffy.
Jennifer, will you quit playing with your light?
True. But what we are getting back, they did announce, Leroy, John Tesh's Round Ball Rock is coming back.
Yes. Hold on, I didn't know. I gotta bring it back.
Best sports theme song. Is that the best sports theme song, or is it Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football.
That's good. All right, you're back, NBA. What do you got, Leroy?
My dead to me goes to the whole to a contract situation.
You're dead to me.
Oh, like, you've been talking about this for a year. And I hate when you have a person of this importance to your franchise, you wait till the last minute. You know, oh, this is our final offer. We're not going to call you back. Or back and forth. Right? Work it out. And if you're not going to do it, then tell him. But to say, oh, we're close and all this, oh, we've had conversations. Like, I've had conversations with a lot of people. Didn't mean I was doing business with them. So that don't mean nothing to me. Get it done. If you're not going to get it done, say, we're not doing it.
I do like these head games that are going on with Tua.
Right.
Because, maybe I'll do it today. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll come out today. I'll throw bomb skis. Maybe I won't practice at all tomorrow. We'll see.
About the same way the support was for him.
Man, Hope Tua is feeling like football on Sunday. I don't want to go watch my
play. You know, it's pretty amazing. Like, I would like to let people know there's a lot of people who didn't survive football that went through what Tua went through the first 2 years. A lot of guys, right? I mean, you think of Rosen. Let's think about Ryan Leaf.
Oof.
Right?
Knock it off, will ya? Out of the way!
Oof. It, like... as a young 20-year-old or so, to have to deal with that early on in your life, in your career, after going, hey, man, you drafted me. So, yeah, like, just get it done. Or if you're not going to get it done, say we're not going to do nothing before the season starts. So, Tua, decide what you're going to do.
JFig?
You'll probably still play.
JFig?
Yeah, who's that to you?
Well, I don't really like being called out.
Ooh.
Especially when I'm working on other things at the same time. I'm not plaguing with my lighting. I'm opening and closing tabs. I'm trying to work, okay? Leroy.
Excuse me, Miss Thang.
Sorry. Leroy, okay?
Wow.
So, due to all this lashing out, the ASMR community is dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Wow, Leroy. That's your
Wait
community.
Wait a minute.
Dude?
How am I ASMR?
No, that's your community. Yeah, that's your community. Bro.
It sounds like we're sometimes in your snack bag.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, I could use a snack right now. I just went into the refrigerator. I'm like, okay. How the hell
were
we got no
just
food
eating? That's the whole thing.
I wasn't eating.
You were chewing.
Isn't that a feeling like when you walk in your house and you're like, where's all the stuff I bought?
Yes.
Where did it go?
Yes. I see the bill. $300, $400, $450 for food for in a week. I'm expecting when I open it up, it's supposed to be like Vikings, like just food all over the place.
More ale?
Yes.
You know that happens to me.
Leroy, you know what I buy? You know what age my kids are at that's annoying?
What?
They have friends that eat all our food too.
Ooh,
I mean, what is this?
You just opened the whole conversation.
Hans have this friend Kyle.
We remember Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle.
We know Kyle.
Kyle come over to the house for a little get together. They say, bring something, right? I'm going to cook all the meat. I'll bring some. He brings chips.
Oh, jeez.
I took them chips out of his hand. All the food you've eaten out of my house, and you bring a bag of chips over here? Drink up all my beer. If I ever need the stuff going out of the other refrigerator, just invite Kyle over. He going through there and perusing and say, oh, y'all got some beer from the last party. He cracking open beers and stuff. Damn, Kyle.
Kyle?
He's lucky. He's lucky I've known him for a long time.
I hate this age, man. Everybody's eating my food. Where'd all my food go? Frog boy, who's dead to you? Wait till baby Tadpole has friends.
Man.
Remember that pizza you buy, and you know there's always a couple of pieces because your kid too little to eat a whole bunch of pizza, and you think you could go? When your kid have friends, now you got to order two pieces, and there's nothing left.
I used to be coming home from work excited, and then my brother's friends were home.
Eating up all them leftovers.
And then I was excited to get home to eat like that cookie I was saving for, or God knows what. I would get home, gone.
Yeah. Yep.
The rage in me.
I'm like, I had my mouth ready. And we have Mima too. Mima just eat leftovers. She don't care who's it for or whatever. She go, ooh, that risotto you had yesterday was good.
Yeah. She's on fridge duty though. You know, she's just really.
Oh, she's like, you ever seen that commercial with the, we have an ant problem? Expired.
Oh, yeah.
She always in her...
Expired.
She have like 17 jars on the counter. All this stuff is expired.
Margos?
People who eat our food, dead to me.
Who's dead to you?
For me...
You're dead to me.
I would say the people who had an opportunity to... go last night, whether it was at midnight or one of the late showings, or potentially this morning, to see the highly anticipated Deadpool and Wolverine.
If you spoil anything for me,
hey, I got mad at Franz just now.
Why?
You're dead to me.
He started telling me parts of it. He said, you know what?
Well,
yeah, it was pretty good. And
Leroy?
This and that. I don't want to spoil it for you. Then don't tell me about it.
I have no sympathy for you.
Well, yeah, you specifically.
I don't have any sympathy for you.
No, for real.
Hey, that's true.
I'm honestly very scared that he's going to say something right now that spawns.
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Leroy?
He didn't tell me.
Going tomorrow. I don't want to hear.
I'm going Monday. So, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. After watching Dragon Tryouts, and you know the second episode from the end, y'all better watch it on Sunday because I'm spoiling Monday.
Ridiculous.
Why are we supposed to have any sympathy for you right now?
That's fine. I don't know. He didn't spoil it.
I'm good. Love Island is over, so I got dragons right at the start.
Dude. And I told you, they done messed around and let a brother have a dragon.
What's that one's name? Sea
Smoke.
Sea Something?
Sea
Smoke.
Hey, you know that dragon going to have a gold tooth and some bling?
You know what, Tobin? Also, you got me into watching Love Island now, and not because my curiosity struck. Wow. So then I started watching
it. It's never been more popular, JFig. This season is...
Why? But why? Does it get better?
Because the girls are a disaster, JFig. I mean, I'm just going to be
honest. Honestly, yes.
They're a disaster. So far, they are a disaster. Like, that's why. I will say, like, once you get to Castlemore, it's not as good. But the first, it was maybe the greatest first 20-episode run in the history of Love Island. Really, really good. By the way,
how many episodes are there?
20?
Like 40.
Oh,
what?
God, are you kidding me?
I don't want to do this. You know what? You're dead to me for getting me.
Okay.
You're dead to me.
This is a question. 8 years old is too young to bring to Deadpool Wolverine, yeah?
Yes. Fonz just told me that.
Okay. Yeah, rated R, a lot of blood, violence, and adult
references. I'm not going to be the
cool. Oh, you saw it?
No, not at all. But I will be bringing my 1-year-old.
You saw it then?
No, I've done a lot of research. And I've determined I'm going to go ahead and...
You're trying to spoil it for yourself with the research.
I am. I've stopped. I've cut myself off as of Monday. I've stopped watching trailers. But I know it won't go well, so I'll be at the 9:30 a.m. showing with my baby, and I'll go as long.
Babies don't know. They don't know.
Exactly. It'll be fine, dude.
They don't
know. What does he know about a decapitation?
He's a pacifier.
All you got to do is give him popcorn and candy.
Yeah, he's good.
And a slushy, and he's good.
Oh, he barely has teeth, so I don't know if I think he's one. He's one.
So he wields a machete at the age of 4.
Who cares?
Yes.
He would have done it anyway.
Oh man, all right, one South Florida zone. Really enjoy getting to know this young man at Big Ten. One of the only bright spots of being in Indiana, really, to be honest. That was another Indiana, you're dead to me. But Ruben Hippolyte played for MacArthur. He plays linebacker for Maryland. Boys with Taulia Tungavailoa. A lot of fascinating fun stories with him. He knows Ray Lewis, and one of South Florida zone. He joins us next.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.